You know, I've been beat down to such a level of non-existence that I didn't even feel like a person. I wasn't allowed to sleep in the bed without makeup on, kind of thing. Wow. It was a very vain, kind of unbalanced, messed up kind of world. And I knew that at some point I needed to get out. It was just a matter of like, how?
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Good morning, Miss Samantha. How you doing today?
Good morning, Lewis. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you in, 4 years, maybe?
4 years. It was 2016. Yeah, 4 years.
Yes. Yeah, I met you at the Scottsdale, Arizona location. You took the two-week cosmetic laser training.
But yes.
As you know, this is a weekly podcast where we talk about the wonderful world of medical aesthetics, this billion-dollar booming industry. And we're always curious of like how people stumbled across cosmetic lasers or injections and kind of a little bit about their journey. So if I could ask you a couple questions about going back in time, I'd love to hear, are you from Arizona? Where are you from?
So yeah, I'm born and raised in Arizona. And I born in Mesa. I now currently reside in Gilbert. So worked in Scottsdale. Absolutely love it. Arizona's home. Always will be.
All right. So you went to high school in Arizona. Did you go to college or just high school?
High school and college. I did community college out here, MCC and Chandler Gilbert. And then university I did in Hawaii.
All right. So in Hawaii, that's fun.
Yeah. So fun. So fun. I had a nice tan back then. But with sunscreen, I promise.
What island in Hawaii? What island?
I was on Oahu, Honolulu area. Yeah,
very close. So after college, what was like the first job in the real world?
First job in the real, let's see, back in the mainland, I worked at European Wax Center, actually. And that's what got me kind of like intrigued on the world of just aesthetics. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was part of the beauty right. And all that stuff.
Were you an esthetician or you just jumped into waxing?
I just jumped in because I knew eventually I wanted to lead into aesthetics. I wanted to get my foot in the door, and I worked the door. I did the booking, all the computer work. And let me tell you, respect for those girls, man. I've never worked so fast at a computer in my life than I did at that European Wax Center. It was insane.
Okay. Going back 4 years to your experience at National Laser Institute, what do you remember about your experience at the two-week program?
Oh my gosh, just honestly, how amazing the class was. It didn't feel like school. All the educators were just so amazing. Like, just everybody. I can't even name drop everybody because I'm going to probably forget some and I don't want to forget. So I'm just going to say everybody because literally I don't have any bad thing to say. My classmates, we all clicked. We all meshed so well together. It just felt like hanging out and learning with your girlfriends. Like, it was so fun to be around beautiful nerds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, so a lot of people don't get that. When people talk about what a cool experience National Laser is, what we hear them saying is I learned lasers really well, but what I hear you saying, and I hear so many people saying, is like, they just had a good time, they had fun, they bonded, they connected.
It made the learning not learning. Like, you felt like this is what we're doing. Like, this is how you're taking on this new role, and you're taking on these new relationships, and ultimately that's why I wanted to be with the world of lasers and cosmetic aesthetics and period, because of the bonding and the relationships that you do have with your clients, your patients, whatever, you know, it's so real and it's so raw and it's amazing.
So when we were chatting, my dear, before this podcast started, we were both talking about kind of life experiences and how we kind of grow through our struggles in life. We've all had struggles of different kinds, whether it's health or financial relationship. And through those struggles, you know, we get through them, we learn and we grow. You said you had a really big struggle with a relationship years and years ago when you were younger, huh?
Yes. Years ago, I was in an abusive relationship. Physically, mentally, emotionally, it was one of the most hardest rock bottoms, I guess you could say, that I've ever put myself through. And when I said put myself through, it's because, yes, I chose to stay where I was at that time out of fear, out of, I don't know if you want to call it love or self-deprecation, whatever it was, it taught me a lot, because when you go through such hell, you're not afraid of anything else. You know, I've been beat down to such a level of non-existence that I didn't even feel like a person. I wasn't allowed to sleep in the bed without makeup on, kind of thing. Wow. It was a very vain, kind of unbalanced, messed up kind of world. And I knew that at some point I needed to get out. It was just a matter of like, how? Who do I tell? You're embarrassed, you know? It's not
something
you want to brag and talk about. And I think why I'm so comfortable even expressing and like talking about it now is because I've learned so much about me, and I've grown so much from those dark times. And I think it took those scars and those battle wounds literally to push myself into this light, because I believe in kindness. I believe in love. And I don't think you have to have a badass chip on your shoulder to get what you want in life.
And when you were going through this really rough relationship for a couple of years, what was the turning point? What was the moment that allowed you to just step out and move on?
Let's see. It was probably just up and leaving to go to Hawaii, go to school. Once I decided that I needed to remove myself physically from everything that I knew that was normal.
Okay.
I put myself in a lot of situations that were not healthy, were not safe, were not, you know, a lot of different negative kind of adjectives come to mind. So the only way I could physically do that is if I removed myself from the situation. That's what I did. I literally moved myself to an island. No family, didn't know anybody, and just started over.
I know most people who go through traumatic relationships, whether it's physical abuse, like you mentioned, things like that. I mean, that creates a lot of health conditions. That creates, I assume, anxiety, depression, all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. So I was clinically depressed with anxiety and depression due to this situation and all that stuff. They tried medication. I didn't like it. I didn't like feeling like a robot. I didn't like feeling like I was on autopilot. It wasn't okay. I liked spoken, having an opinion. You know, I like that people want to hear what I have to say, you know, and that wasn't me on that. So I knew that something needed to change.
You went from a really rough relationship in your young 20s. And I know you've met a gentleman over the last 8 years. Okay. You got a great relationship now. You're engaged to be married. So congratulations on stepping outside that zone of fear and going after your dreams and knowing that there's better things out there. That's awesome.
Yes, I got to give him credit. He has been the push. He pushed me through school. He pushed me through laser.
Awesome.
He's pushed me to do a lot of things to where he's been amazing. I'm very, very blessed to have him. It'll be almost 8 years now.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. That's a great support system. I love the support system.
It really is.
Do you have any memories of any patients or clients over the years that one scenario, you did a treatment, a couple of treatments, somebody, and they loved the results so much, it became an emotional moment for them, almost like tear jerking that you remember?
Actually, okay, yeah, there is one in particular, and she was amazing. Oh, bless her. So she had, she wanted to lose about 6 dress sizes in about 5 months, give or take. And I'm going to tell you, she was just so amazing and busting her butt and doing everything and telling you I'm lying. She was very difficult, and she was, you know, she knew she wasn't trying. And, you know, for anybody who's not familiar with Bella Shape or Legacy Skin Tightening treatments, you got to put in a little work. You got to go for a walk. You got to park a little bit further. You just have to drink some water. I just need you to do something. But we got her through it with some tough love and just consistent treatments. And honestly, with my fitness background and laser and holistic, like I just took everything that I had and I just gave so much energy to this woman that she actually, not only did she drop all 6 dress sizes, she got into her wedding dress and she invited me to her wedding. Me and my fiance invited me to her wedding, which is such like a very like heartfelt, like, thank you. Like first, I mean, just in that short period of time, I changed her life in such a way that she wanted me to be a part of her memory forever. Like that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Love it. And I think I love what you said, because it's all about growing and becoming the best version of ourselves, finding our passions, finding our dreams, even though we're scared to death, jumping in, knowing we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to make mistakes, but through that process, through that struggle, whether it's a relationship struggle or a health struggle or a job struggle, through that struggle, we learn, we grow, we become empowered, we become confident, and it feels amazing.
Trust your gut, trust that you put yourself in like a safe space to know that once you take that fear or jump, it's going to be so much more beautiful than you ever could have imagined, you know, buying the house, having babies. Cause let me tell you, I peed on 4 sticks, 4 different brands to make sure that nobody peed on the other ones that said pregnant, because I was terrified. And it was, but at the same time, you take that fear and you're like, okay, here we go. How can we be the best at this now? And I think that if you learn to just train that mentality of taking that fear and turning it into a trade, really, you know, just as well as I do. I've met so many crazy clients with their divorces or their cheating husbands or spouses, or their kids hate them, or their kids this. I mean, you meet so many different walks of life that it really makes you check into like, okay, shit could be worse. just be kind, but be kind to yourself, because I think we're so used to trying to spread love that we forget that just take a moment. If you need to take that 20-minute bath, take that 20-minute bath and don't apologize. Like, don't apologize. Quit apologizing. Okay.
Well, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to be kind to my little golden doodle here. His name's Laser. Isn't he cute?
And he's so sweet. I was like, oh, just a little cutie. But
yeah, he's only 2 years old, but he just jumped on my lap. He said, Dad, you can't do a podcast without me.
But I'm here. Hello. The cuteness has arrived. Yeah.
I know. Kids and dogs are like, what about me? What about me, right?
Right. I know. That's why I had to quarantine. I had to hide from my daughter. My sister has her right now, so she's safe. Miller, she'd be like, hello, I'm here. She's such a little ham. I love it. Kids are amazing.
Well, I love your story. I love your story. And even though you've gone through some rough times in your life, I love how you got through them. You bounced back. You kept trying to be a better version of yourself. You got into fitness. You did some therapy. You met a new great guy. You're moving and grooving, knowing that it's all about today and tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't matter. We're on this journey to be a better version of ourselves. So I'm grateful I met you 4 years ago. Let's stay in touch as the years go on. And I wish you the best of luck in this crazy industry.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you again. And I seriously love the experience. It was life-changing, to say the least.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.